Yeah, buying in the open market. You'd typically do that, normally do that when you see the value there. How big of a shareholder are you, if what you can say?
Yeah, I can.
And you typically buy shares in the open market, correct?
Yeah, in fact, I bought a couple hundred thousand shares. I don't know, a month or so ago. Through option exercises, warrants, and by buying in the open market. So, look, I believe what we've put together has a lot of value, and I own about 6 million shares. Our entire management team and board own about 9% of the company, so we're highly vested in making this a success and doing right by shareholders along the way. That's our number one objective. We want to come back to see you the next time at a higher share price and with you still smiling.
Hugh Agro, Revival Gold. Good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
Oh, it's good to be with you, Andy. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. It's always good to see you. So we first met, and to all my viewers and listeners, I am an investor. We first met a year ago.
At this conference,
At this
yes.
conference, yeah. Tell me the difference between this year and last year, the feelings, and also just your experience, just being out on the circuit, talking about Revival Gold.
Yeah, look, Rick creates this great ecosystem at the conference, and last year was our first year here. We're just getting to know a few people. But as has been the case with you, we've got to know each other, got to understand what we're trying to do for our audience, right? In our case, we're developing this gold project and gold company in the United States and trying to get more eyes on our story. And so when those when you come back a second time around at a conference like this, people start to recognize you, they start to understand the story and see that we're delivering on what we say we did. We're up 50%, even though there's been a bit of a pullback in the market here since last year. So investors have made money. They're happy about that. They've seen that we've delivered on the drilling programs, on the execution of the Barrick transaction, and that just around the corner, we've got a PFS coming and construction decision in early 2028.
So a lot of stuff is coming, really, and really investors should really be paying attention just really throughout the summer and for really the rest of the year, just with stuff that's going to be flowing, correct?
Yeah, indeed. I mean, it's busy time. We've got about 40 folks working in the business right now and a number of different consulting firms, engineering, environmental, other. So it's a busy, busy site right now at Merkur. We're also drilling or have drilled over the last few months at Bear Track Arnett, so we're trying to piece that all together as well. It's an exciting time.
Yeah, about that, and this is just me, how I look at Revival, you got two, not one, but two great projects.
Yeah.
And I would call them, these are my words, these are company makers, and it's a company would be lucky to have just one, but you have two. So how do you juggle that, the time and really the focus between both Bear Track Arnett and Merkur?
Well, the clear focus is getting Merkur into production, right? And that's because it'll generate some $300 million a year of free cash flow from just that one asset,
right?
Over a 10-year mine life. Capital cost to construct is going to be about $210 million, and we'll have to put that debt financing facility together over the next 18 months. But look, we've got a private land position. We've got a near-surface open-pit heap leach project on a place that's had successfully produced gold in the past, and I think that's the key. It's the best place to find more gold, and it's the lowest risk place to bring gold back into production.
Right, and when we first met, you were telling me that you have you're right there on the fairway, as I call it, and then I've been to Salt Lake in the past year visiting projects, and you guys are really 30 minutes out, the Merkur project's really 30 minutes outside of Salt Lake. Correct me if I'm wrong, everything's right there.
Yeah, it's, we need to slot you in to come and visit and get out to look at the site because it is easy to get to.
Right.
And it's a busy time, so there's lots to see and lots going on. There's lots of attention and lots of interest in getting out to the Revival Gold's sites these days, but we'll slot you in for that. It's easy to get to. It makes a big difference in terms of development, in terms of attracting good people to the project, and it'll make a big difference for us in terms of our impact, right? Because we're right near a community that really needs those high-quality jobs.
Right. So one of the things when we spent some time about 9 months ago in Atlanta, and we were hanging out, getting to know each other, and you said something to me that I will never forget. You said you're a shareholder first, and that you were buying stock, I think, when I've called you a few times. Yeah, I'm buying in the open market. You'd typically do that, normally do that, when you see the value there. How big of a shareholder are you, if what you can say?
Yeah.
And you typically buy shares in the open market, correct?
Yeah, in fact, I bought a couple hundred thousand shares, I don't know, a month or so ago, through option exercises, warrants, and by buying in the open market. So, look, I believe what we've put together has a lot of value, and I own about 6 million shares. Our entire management team and board own about 9% of the company, so we're highly vested in making this a success and doing right by shareholders along the way. That's our number one objective. We want to come back to see you the next time at a higher share price and with you still smiling.
Yeah. Well, Hugh, if people want to do more due diligence about with you or with Revival Gold, how do they find you? What exchanges are you traded on, and what are the ticker symbols?
Yeah, it's RVG on the Toronto Venture Exchange, RVLGF on the OTCQX market, www.revival-gold.com. And look, we have lots of disclosure on the site, but if anybody has any questions, please reach out to us, 416-366-4100, or you can reach me by email at info@revival-gold.com.
And we'll have Colby put all of this in the show notes, both on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Hugh, always a pleasure to see you, and want to see you again really soon.
You bet.
Take care.
Andy, thank you.
You bet.